KFW, KO4HKX.
20 KM4 KFW.
I'll be back in just a minute. I gotta close the gate and then I'll be back.
KM4 KFW, standing by.
KF4 NXY, David.
You hope you're doing well. KM4 KFW.
Just finished my first cup of coffee and my croissant that I got out of the microwave, and starting the day off pretty good with Patrick there, and yeah, I'll let y'all get back to it. I think he said something about he was closing the gate and he'd be back to you in a minute. So anyway, I'll be copying the mail, as they say. Y'all have a good morning, and I'll be hanging around for a while. KF4NXY.
I'm back, KO4HKX.
Back.
DRS got you.
Go back.
Oh, what a morning already.
That sounded good.
Been that bad. It's just I moved the location or the storage of the truck up here close to the house, and trying to figure out the routine and all that, and so just dealing with that.
I got cars in the shop just getting routine service, and then I got to pick it up tonight, so I'm on this HT.
I'm fine.
The receive on my end's real scratchy.
Antenna outside the car, it worked much better.
Corner of the hood, but it's only like 18 inches tall. It's just a cheapy.
I do that sometimes where mine will hang off the window of the truck or the doors, you know, roll the window down just a little bit, and I have an antenna mount that pinches in there. It's better, but it's not great.
Probably do fine if I just, you know, put my other antenna like you got on your excursion, put it onto it, it'd probably do fine.
Oh, yeah, it would. You'd be surprised at how well that little HT will do. That's probably my go-to HT at the time, at the moment, because it just works so much better.
Man.
The truck detailed yesterday and everything is slick in here.
Everything, what they do, grease the steering wheel?
Grease the steering wheel, but they grease the mat on the floor and it moves around under my feet and it just, I don't know, everything's slick.
Let me hit this APRS button and see if it sends out a signal. I wonder, can you see it?
Might be able to see it all the way up here. We'll see. I'll watch for it to come through.
All the way to Anderson yesterday for the granddaughter's school play.
Driving for you. I'll to work all the way one way and then after that, or leaving early, going all the way the other way.
Yeah.
My normal routine, I'm heading to Michelin this morning. So my week has been all messed up. That's part of what was going on this morning, is just trying to get it all together. When you get out of your routine, how bad it messes you up.
Hey, was that Damon that I heard this morning that I was talking to you a little bit? I'm in my bad spot. It was right before I talked to you.
Before I talked to you, I don't know. I just turned the radio on when I called out for you.
Before X-ray whiskey, I think. That's him, right?
So let me check right quick and see. I got his contact in my phone. For XM. X-ray Mary.
With X-ray whiskey.
That's all I give you anyway. So, not sure who it was that you were talking to. Come in here and grab me a drink, cold drink this morning, and I'll be right back. Long ride today.
4 Kiev, so standing by.
Thanks for that, KO4HKX. They are not open yet.
The store with banker's hours, right?
I'm not seeing the convenience in convenience stores anymore.
Everybody's
doing well. Anthony, doing well on this end. KO4HX. KN4NXY, David.
You too, David.
How you doing today, Patrick? How's that knee doing?
Screaming at me, saying, I'm here, I'm here.
My lower back's doing that. Just wait a few more years. When you're pushing 70 years old, you'll have all kind of body parts hollering at you.
Still alive, right?
But you know you're still alive. If you wake up, if you don't wake up and ain't hurting, you know you ain't here no more.
All that stuff you thought you got by with in your younger days, right?
I've made the statement several times that if I'd known I was going to live to be this old, I'd have took a whole lot better care of myself in my younger days. Yes, sir. Running around in the wintertime without a shirt and just, you know, thinking I was indestructible. But that's the way it goes. I've had a good ride so far, and I think like dude said one time, you know, coming around lap 3 heading for the finish line, still doing pretty good. You can pick it up. I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Having a bunch of pins and plates and screws. You know the weather's going to change before the weatherman does.
My mom was like that. She could tell me, you know, if it was going to rain the next day right quick.
My younger years, busting myself up, dealing with horses and cattle, and drag racing, and during working fire and EMS, excuse me, I can't even talk, but lifting stretchers and we're fighting fire and all that stuff all through the years. Yeah, my body cusses me all the time.
I can imagine so. Sound like you've devoted a good bit of your life to taking care of other people, and that's commendable.
Dad, I spent 25 years as a paramedic and 18 years firefighter. Yeah, I mean, I do appreciate it. Long road, that's for sure. A lot of memories. I wish and pray to God that I could forget.
You must be kind of on the fringe of the repeater that are a little bit scratchy.
I-85 northbound, just past the 21-mile marker. I'm on a little 25-watt mobile, little Anytone mobile.
Yeah, you were a little bit more solid that time. But I'll let you pick it up with some of the other guys, and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
KO4HKX.
Got to run up there to Kentucky to Cave City.
Last weekend, so this is my weekend to work. KO4HKX.
Trying to go up to the Greenville, Tennessee Ham Fest this Saturday. Check it out. I have never been up there, so I'm going to go try it out and see how it is, I believe.
I'm going to try to make the one, I think it's Shelby, that's coming up like in August. So I'm going to try to go to it. I have never been. Check you for Zilly.
I'm going to try to make that one. That'll be after my knee surgery recovery, so we'll see how that goes.
Good for you. It ain't ever fun trying to recover from anything, but hopefully that'll go good for you.
I finally have a date for it, so I can at least start planning around it now anyway. Drives me insane, not knowing when, what, and where.
That part what bugs the anxiety out of me.
I
get it. Just heck, that in itself would cause anxiety.
That's June the 12th is when I go under the knife there, so get that all scheduled up and see how that works out. That'll be my very first surgery of any kind, so it's all new territory to me.
Welcome to the club? Question mark. Now, if I may ask, where are you having it done at?
I live up in North Carolina, so I'm having it done at what used to be Park Ridge Hospital, but it's Advent Hospital now, over in Fletcher.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that area. Luckily, that's stuff they do pretty much every doggone day, so, you know, kind of routine-ish, I guess you'd say. But yeah, I hope everything goes well with it.
Asking around on people that have had knee surgery within the last 5 years, who they recommended from up here, and this the surgeon that I picked come highly recommended, so that's all I can do is you can do your due diligence and that's it, and then the rest of it's in the man upstairs' hands and the surgeon.
Blame you at all for that, and you're right, the good Lord got it, put it in his hands, and he'll guide the surgeon, and all go well.
Anyway, so, like I said, I made it to 50 without having any kind of broken bone stitches of any kind or anything like that, so I guess it's time for my turn.
I think I got your share for you. I've got pins and plates and screws, broke arms, legs, every rib I've got. I even had the left side of my face had to be reconstructed one time from a 1,800-pound Brahma / Charley bull. It won. But anyway, that's how life goes, I guess.
The lack of trying. I don't know how I made it this far with all the stupid things I've done, but somehow I did.
I think we all got our share of the stupid stuff.
Gentlemen, I'm going to try to go in this convenience store one more time, and then I've got to move to meet my son. He's going to ride with me today, so I'll be back in just a minute. KO4HKX.
A broken bone, that fell 18 feet one time, landed on my one foot. They said I just sprained it real bad. 6 months later, they decided that it had been broke. But I was already getting around on it, and so it ain't never been worked on.
18 feet, that's a lot more rougher of a fall than people realize, too. It's a wonder you didn't break any more than that.
1 foot and bend it backwards. I mean, it's still twice as big as the other one now.
We always treated it in the world of EMS more than double your height. It was to be considered a critical fall. Was treated as such.
Yeah, I can't tell you exactly what happened. I remember, you know, climbing down off the high beam, unhooking my safety belt, turning to get on the ladder. Next thing I know, I'm about 3 feet off the ground fixing a hit.
Glad it wasn't no more, that's for sure. But I've been lucky with falls, except for, you know, coming off a few horses, stuff like that. But my biggest thing was just sliding into stuff, you know, racing, hitting walls, or not really hitting walls, but mainly just horse throwing me into stuff, or getting hit by cows and stuff like that. Q4ZLE for ID. And I did have one of my kiddos, he fell out of a tree, my youngest one. He loved to climb trees, and sure enough, about 30 feet, he fell. Luckily, he was hitting branches on the way down, and that slowed him down when he finally did hit the ground, but he ended up having to have spleen removed and lacerated liver and a couple broke ribs, but it could have been much worse.
Right about that. Stood up quite a few times. I lived up north when I was a kid, and they had them cast iron radiators. They were pretty rough on your head if you hit them.
Probably laid open like a razor blade, you hit the right corner.
It sewed up more than anything.
My stitches have come from working on engines and stuff, especially like aluminum blocks and heads and stuff like that. Putting my arms down in there and trying to get the parts and stuff and just cutting my, catching the corners and cutting my arms and hands and stuff up. Finally found the crowd of traffic. Everybody want to cruise in the doggone left-hand lane and hold up traffic.
Down your way yesterday, and then the traffic was terrible headed down that way.